You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday, Disney Plus launched.
Yep.
Big launch. And coming up later on next year, I think it's next year, Warner Brothers and HBO are going to launch their own over-the-top streaming service. It's called HBO Max. Well, guess what their special deal is?
I have no idea.
That Friends reunion we've been talking about.
Oh, geez.
They're going to kick off HBO Max with a Friends reunion. Jennifer Aniston, of course, referred to it on Ellen a couple of weeks ago. The six main cast members are in talks to get together. The special would air on HBO Max, and all of the series creators are on board. Don't know about Gunther.
Oh, Gunther will come along.
You think? You think?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Easiest paycheck in the world. So, the nice thing about if you drop cable and you just did that on these certain, some services.
Yeah.
Is that it's less than a cable bill.
I don't think so.
But now if you buy everything, now it's all a la carte.
Yeah, it's all a la carte.
And let's have purpose. Some HBO Max, and we'll have some Disney Max and some Hulu.
Now remember that Comcast Universal is going to do this too. Yeah. Geez. So maybe it's a good thing that Disney bought Fox so that there wasn't going to be a Fox product. Because, oh my God, can you imagine? Another $6 to $14 a month.
I wonder how many people. Now, see, if HBO is smart, they'll do like a 6-month contract or something, because people will subscribe and then they'll drop it.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know. I mean, this is what we think about Disney Plus. They pretty much put up the entire Disney vault yesterday. I'd say they put up about 75% of their product.
But I thought they were going to do all the product.
Yeah, they say that they put up virtually all
the product.
There you go. Friends reunion in the works.
Pretty cool, though.
In the works.
Disney Plus. I got
it. Got a binge.
I got it.
All right. It is time for the Who Cares News for today, Wednesday, the 13th of November. What's happening?
Introducing the Egotzma and the Vigotzma.
The Egotzma and the Vigotzma. What?
John Legend, a man so talented he became one of only 15 stars to achieve EGOT status last year.
Oh, that's right. So E is Emmy. G is Grammy.
Oscar.
Is Oscar. T Tony. Is Tony. So that's an EGOT.
He's making history yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he has been crowned People's Sexiest Man Alive.
He is damn sexy. I'll give you that.
I can't.
Till he opens
his
mouth. I think he's got a weird tone to his voice. Now, he's very talented. Don't get me wrong.
He's mad talented.
But he's kind of,
he's adorable.
It's a different tone.
But I wouldn't call him the sexiest man alive. I just wouldn't.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't.
People's kind of
Ryan
running
Reynolds.
Out of,
but Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yeah. I think Denzel's past his prime.
No, he's not. You know, them some sexy men.
It is people, after all.
I know, but so. John Legend. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might recall Blake Shelton was also a sexiest
That's
man
right,
two
he
years
was.
Ago.
And I scratched my head over him. I'd scratch my head over him more than I would John Legend.
Yeah, he's not a sexiest
not
man
sexy.
Alive.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
So on The Voice, anyway,
I don't get it either. I don't get the Blake Shelton love. I don't get that.
I don't know. I liked Blake Shelton more before he became big famous. Anyway, Blake made the official announcement on The Voice.
Of course he did. He got to do it. Okay.
Yes.
Because they're
inducted,
both on The Voice. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Right on.
So he also had an extra special gift for John.
What was that?
A pair of jean cutoffs bedazzled with the word Vigotzma on the booty. And if that weren't enough.
Uh-oh. Oh, there's more.
Oh, yes. John's wife, Chrissy Teigen, which I do like.
Yeah.
I do like her. She tweeted, "I have fulfilled my dream of having Bone People's Sexiest Man Alive."
She does not mince words.
I don't know what the Vigotzma means, though.
Voice, maybe?
Oh, voice.
Voice, Emmy.
Emmy, Grammy.
Grammy,
Oscar.
Tony.
Tony,
Sexiest
Man Alive. Sexiest
Man Alive.
Ricky Gervais is set to host the 77th annual Golden Globe Awards.
Oh, God, no.
An award show that still has a host, thank goodness, because that show, you have to have a host.
I don't think so.
I do, because
you could let that one go. Well, they're all drunk.
It's a dinner show.
It's a dinner show. They're drunk. And here's the interesting part of this. We know this because we live in Los Angeles. That show is live here at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yes.
So it's happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's happy in that room. But now, Gervais, I thought they'd say that he would never host again.
I thought so.
Rude and he made jokes about Harvey Weinstein.
But that's the room for it, though.
I guess it is.
If he's going to host anything, that would be it.
Right.
Now, they could do host by drawing numbers from a hat. Table 2, it's your turn. It's your segment. Table 17, come on down. And you have to elect a person from the table.
Maybe
the person is the most drunk or the least drunk to come up and give
them a word. Sandra Oh and the guy from Saturday Night Live, I thought they fell flat.
It wasn't that
good.
That good. So I guess they're going to pick up the pace this year.
Well, you know what? It might work because I think the first Me Too happened at Golden Globes. Happened when Ricky Gervais was one of the times he hosted.
One of the five times.
Yeah. So
yeah, one of the four times.
Four times. This will be the fifth. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So Ricky says, once again, they've made me an offer I can't refuse, but this is the very last time I'm doing this, which could make a fun evening.
The of course, the host basket, the gift basket, worth $100,000. The paycheck, which he probably doesn't care about, free booze, free weed, and camera time. When was the last time Ricky Gervais had any real camera time? It's been a while.
Some hemp in the basket.
You know there's hemp
in the basket. CBD oil. NBC Entertainment says, it is sure to make for an unexpected evening. We can't wait to see what he has up his sleeve. Now, the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press, he says, when Ricky Gervais is at the helm of the Golden Globe Awards, we can always expect the unexpected.
I expect a lot of bleeping.
Actually,
that's what I expect.
I'll probably have to. That'll be the one award show I have to watch.
A lot of bleeping. But I think that'll be the last show to be hosted this year. I think we're really getting. Because you know what? The deal is nobody watches these shows. The ratings have plummeted.
Because they have sucky
award
hosts.
No, it's because people don't care.
And they have sucky hosts.
Well, they have sucky hosts. That's true. Or no host. No host at all.
Or no host, which makes it even worse.
Which, you know who they could get to host the Oscars? And
It
would be so good. Oscar winner.
True.
Halle Berry. She could host that damn thing with her bare six-pack abs midriff. I'm ready for
her
that.
Her and her six-pack could host. Her and her co-host, six-pack.
Six-pack. Six-pack co-host. All right, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.